the rest of the story. The Hindu religion has its own modern-day Jesus. Did you know that? He was born February 25, 1894 in Pune, India. His birth name was Mirwan Shariar Irani, but his followers will forever celebrate his memory as Avatar Mayor Baba. Avatar is his title, means God on Earth. You never heard of him? Well, that is possible. But his famous last words you've known for many years, perhaps even uttered them yourself. But this is the rest of the story. Even before his parents had met, the coming of Mayur Baba was foretold to the future avatar's spiritually devout father. You will receive God realization through your son, holy men had informed him. And it came to pass that as the boy grew and his exceptionally fair and loving qualities became evident, everybody who knew him recognized his high destiny. Age 20, after being educated at Pune Christian High School and Deccan College, Mayur Baba embarked on his own spiritual pilgrimage, the recounting of which rings eerily in Western ears. In 1914, he is met by the first of five perfect masters, an aged woman named Hazrat Babajan, who kisses him on the forehead, thereby plunging him into a transcendental state. Seemingly insane, he will scarcely eat or sleep for the following 9 months, and still he will find his way to Shri Sai Baba, the chief of the five perfect masters, who, when he sees the young man approaching, hurls a stone which strikes him precisely where the old woman had kissed him. On this occasion, Mayur Baba is officially, publicly proclaimed the avatar and sustainer of the universe. It would take 5 years for him to recover his normal state of mind, after which Mayur Baba began his avataric mission on Earth. And yes, it was a productive mission. It generated schools and hospitals and public service projects the world over. In 1931, the avatar became Mahatma Gandhi's spiritual advisor. During the 1940s, he intensified his work with the poor. The following decade, he established spiritual centers in the United States and in Australia. And then, on the last day of January 1969, Avatar Mayur Baba left his body, as disciples explain it, but he bequeathed to the rest of us some parting advice, comprised of the last words that he was ever to speak on Earth, the sum of his hard-earned, arguably divine wisdom. Now, you may not share the beliefs or the belief system from which he emerged, but judging by the good fruits borne by the tree he planted and nurtured, his voice at the very least deserves hearing, even though that voice became silent once and for all in 1925, 44 years before his death. Thereafter, the avatar communicated only the barest necessities through chalkboard or simple gestures. But just before he descended into the placid depths of that vow of silence, he uttered four words which you know, words which you may at one time or another have uttered yourself. You may even have sung the words. So take these famous last words and go in peace. Here they are. Don't worry. Be happy. A frivolous lyric attached to a whimsical melody? So you thought. But now you know the rest of the story.